You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Sanctions. Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide and tracker on sanctions regime directed against the Russian Federation because of the invasion of Ukraine and the continued threats to peace in Europe and throughout Eurasia. However, there are details about sanctions regime that require updating and explication. I begin with one that you'll all remember immediately, those super yachts, some of them 192 feet, 200 feet, one or two helicopter pads. However, they were seized early in the war. This is the winter spring of 22. Well, it surprises no one that they're still seized because the grand plan to sell them or auction them and direct the money to Ukraine has not come forward because of the courts. I read the pull quote from the Financial Times investigation. For Western nations, the yacht's fate is a high-stakes test of the effectiveness of sanctions. For the lawyers who work for the owners, these seizures are acts of modern piracy. Michael, you and I have read this article, and there's no resolution whatsoever. The owners deny that they have anything to do with Putin, and they go into the law courts. And who's paying for the maintenance of these, Michael, while they fuss this out in Jarndyce versus Jarndyce? Who pays?
Who pays? You pay, I pay, and all our listeners pay. And this is a general rule that when an asset, a tangible asset, not the money in the bank, but anything that is tangible, is sequestered, domestic drug cartel owned or yachts of Russian politicians or Russian oligarchs, immediately the maintenance and everything becomes a problem of the country that is that sequestered them. There was a case years ago in Los Angeles, I believe, when some illegal gambling casino, gambling establishment was sequestered, and it turned out that the government was stuck with it. It couldn't sell it. And because it was still legally owned by the owners and had to maintain and pay salaries and unions were there and maintenance and utilities, everything. The same thing with these vessels. They are very expensive. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars a month just to pay salaries to the crew, scrap, maintain, repairs, everything. So that's a problem. Some of them were moved, they were seized in the Mediterranean, moved to San Diego, and now the federal government is paying for their maintenance. There is no end in sight.
And the sanctions regime, which we were understanding was going to be so effective, Russia would back off on its aggression, has many interpretations. And we move from the super yachts, which are being paid for by the taxpayer. We move to the so-called shadow fleet. Michael has reported on this over these last years. However, there's revelations about the shadow fleet. Part of it, a big part of it, looks awfully legitimate. Not only legitimate, but well insured. Michael, the shadow fleet is supposed to be completely unavailable because no one would insure the tankers, and therefore they sail without any permission whatsoever. They're illicit. They're doing things that are illegal. And yet, how much of the shadow fleet is legal? How much of it is well insured?
So basically, this the vessels or the ships that export Russian products, mainly petroleum products, oil, liquefied natural gas, liquid petroleum products such as diesel and gasoline, and coal, they are divided in two parts. One is this shadow fleet, which is poorly or not at all insured, but the other one is still legal, and under the sanctions, we expected that this legal part will be diminished significantly, but it turns out the newest data shows that in July 2024, of $5.3 billion a week of export sales of Russian petroleum products or fossil fuel products, $2.3 billion, which is 42%, is totally legal. It's not the shadow fleet at all. It's a legal part, which means that these are the ships, the vessels, which are either owned or insured by the three entities. One is the G7, including the United States, another is the European Union, and the third is Norway, which is big in this, because Norway is not a member of the EU, it's an associated member. So generally, it is perfectly legal. Sanctions for some reason don't apply, and it is a huge loophole in the sanctions. The shadow fleet, there is another part of the story, that the tankers were purchased to ship oil around the world, but because of all sorts of controls and export restrictions, they were idle. All right, the Russians switched to LNG, liquefied natural gas. So now they're shipping, they're using this shadow fleet, more, about 50 vessels, for exporting liquefied natural gas around the world. So the shadow fleet is still operating, just changing the material that it is exporting.
Sanctions haven't worked for the super yachts, sanctions haven't worked for the shadow fleet, but Michael has identified where the sanctions are working suddenly. China. How so, Michael?
Oh, it's a big story. What happened is that after the United States imposed sanctions on the Moscow currency exchange, it could not trade in dollars and euros. So they switched to the Chinese currency, renminbi. Any country that is doesn't have a weak currency like the Russian ruble and is engaged in international trade, export-import, it needs a settlement currency. When it cannot trade in its own currency with other countries, there must be some third country currency, to be the dollar mostly for the world, or euro, or Japanese yen, or Chinese renminbi, in which both countries agree that all right, they will settle trade because that currency they can sell to someone else using their own trade. And so in May 2024, before the US sanctions were imposed, renminbi constituted about 53-54% of this currency exchange on the Moscow exchange. The rest was dollars and euros. In June, it became 99% renminbi because no dollars and euros. And it was worked as a good settlement currency, especially with India. India used renminbi because the Russians don't need Indian rupees and the Indians don't need the Russian rubles. Now, under the threat of the secondary sanctions from the United States, the largest Chinese commercial state-owned bank, the Bank of China, with the assets of $3 trillion, was the settlement currency bank for the Russian export-import operations. It closed. It closed its relations with the Moscow currency exchange. The Moscow currency exchange cannot purchase renminbi assets from this bank. So they temporarily replaced it with another big Chinese bank, the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. But that bank needs to renew its license with the US Treasury, and it also can withdraw. So generally, the Russian export import, the entire Russian foreign trade is in jeopardy because there is no currency in which all trades can be settled. All transactions need to be settled. They need a settlement currency, and it's disappearing.
So when they sell the oil from the shadow fleet that is insured or owned by the G7, they can't settle the account? They can't pay for it? The people who are buying it can't pay for it?
Well, they sell it to Bangladesh or they sell it to South Korea, and they don't need the currency. So their banks, they transfer this currency, and they have to settle it in something. Dollars are not available because it is banned. So they have to do it in renminbi, and now it is hard to do it in renminbi. So now they have to borrow renminbi. The reports are that the implied rate exchange premium is 31%, so renminbi becomes more expensive. To come by, and the entire export-import operations are in danger.
And you say there are four big banks in China. One of them, the Bank of China, is out. Are the other three banks at risk? Are they going to also be sanctioned if they don't stop?
All of them can be sanctioned if they don't stop. They need to renew their licenses regularly with the U.S. Treasury. This big four, the Agricultural Bank of China is not involved in that, so forget it. So there are three big banks. Now the second biggest is the Industrial and Construction Bank of China, which is now still operating on the Moscow Exchange, but it may withdraw. Then there is another big bank, and after that, it is not clear where the Russians would get renminbi. And apart from the euro, dollar, and renminbi, there is no settlement currency which goes around the world. They can trade with Latin America and Turkey and other countries. That's a problem. India.
Michael Bernstam for the Hoover Institution, watching sanctions. With good news and bad news. Super yachts not working yet. Shadow fleet got holes in it. But banking. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.